Good morning. This is Old Money University. Welcome. This is Justin. And on today's episode, I'm recording this Thursday, the 22nd of October, 2020, and we're getting right at the end of the year. And I woke up this morning and I was thinking about what can I say, what can I share with you, and what can I share that can encourage you, uplift you, give you tools to reach your goals, to go for your dreams. And I thought about something important as I thought about my own life, and I thought about the word purpose. How do you find your purpose? Why is purpose important? Living on purpose, having a purpose. And I realized something, you know, as much as I can come here and I can give you the techniques of how do you negotiate a deal, how do you put together a business, how do you put together a business deal, how do you approach people, how do you negotiate, how do you start your internet business, how do you start all kinds of businesses, how do you find investors, I can come and give you all those technical, tactical, you know, tactical advice, basically. But one of the things that's a prerequisite to that, you know, and one of the things that I've used as a weapon that has worked for me is that I realized, you know, as you talk to somebody, the thing that attracts you about a person is a sense of purpose. When you talk to somebody who has a well-defined purpose, he knows where he's going, he knows what he was put on this earth to do, or he has a rough idea of what he's supposed to be doing at that moment in time. What happens is, as you talk, there's something magnetic about you. You know, and there's something that attracts people about you. There's something about your spirit that that convinces people. And one of the things that's so important is that where do you find your purpose? And I was thinking about that, and I thought about myself, where did I find my purpose? And an amazing conclusion, I came to a very amazing conclusion that I'm going to share with you now that will help you. First of all, with me, I found it when I started reading the Bible. And I thought about it even deeper. And this is not a religious thing, so don't get put off if you're not into Christianity or something. But what's important is that I was reading the Bible, and as I read the lives of the people in the Bible, I was inspired. And as I read it, it gave me a sense of purpose. And then that led me to read business books, biographies. I listened to preachers on TV, and they, when I saw the success, when I saw the way they were living on purpose, and I heard their stories, see, that inspired me. And then I started reading business books. I started reading books on finance, biographies, and that really sharpened my sense of purpose, and it made me know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's not like I had, you know, I knew exactly what I'm supposed to be doing, but I had a rough idea. I had a sense of purpose. I knew, you know, it's like fire in your belly. You're not really sure where you're going to shoot, but you know the general direction of where your life is supposed to go. And a lot of you are missing a sense of purpose. And where do you find it? And I realize you find your purpose in the lives of other people. That's why it's important to read books. When you look at the life of Jesus, we believe Jesus was God. Imagine, he comes onto this earth. He doesn't know who he is. But where did he find who he was? The Bible tells us in the volume of the books it was written of him. He went to the temple. He spoke to the priests. He read the scrolls. So, I mean, he was young and he was discovering, who am I? And he found it in the lives of the prophets who lived before him, right? That same lesson, you can apply it. So many people, how many people have you read? How many people have you heard, successful people? They read the lives of other people. So you can't find your purpose just sitting and thinking about, where am I going to find you? It's not a passive thing. You can't just sit and conjure up your own purpose. No, we find our purpose as we read the lives of other people. And why is that? Because I believe we as human beings are an incarnation, right, of the lives of the people that have lived before us. Like spirits that have come onto this earth and lived, they left a piece of themselves in books, in tapes. And as you read, as they lived great lives, as you read their life, you catch their spirit. And when I look at myself, I realize I'm an amalgamation. I'm a collection of different spirits, different inspirations, right? And those inspirations are where I find my own inspiration. And as you put that thing together, you mix it with your own spirit, something unique comes out, which is your purpose. But your purpose is connected to people who've done things before you and people who are going to do things after you. So, you know, we are connected in this life. There is no them and us. We are connected. So your life is connected to the lives of people who've lived before you. You're not going to do anything. You're going to do anything new, but it's not going to be based on anything entirely new. It's going to be based on somebody who did something that was similar, somebody who had a similar spirit to you. You are reliving somebody else's life into the future. You know, it sounds a bit esoteric, but it's so important, and I think it works. And how do you apply it? You need to read biographies. You need to read the lives of other people. That's so very important. You need to be a reader of biographies. The Bible basically is a collection of biographies. It's people's lives. And people, so many people wonder how Christianity has grown so much. Because can you imagine 1 billion people reading the lives of people who lived such inspiring lives? What's going to happen? They're going to be inspired to do various things. Same thing as we read other books. I was reading just now, I think 2 months ago, I read Bill Clinton's autobiography. I read Emmanuel Macron's biography. He's the young French president, 40-year-old French president. Amazing story. I read George Bezos. He died recently. He's a South African human rights lawyer. He was Nelson Mandela's lawyer. I read his book. I'm actually in the middle of it. So what happens when you start to read these books? Something happens inside of you. I was reading a book about Charlie Munger, billionaire, Warren Buffett's partner. As you read the lives of other people, when I look at myself, I'm a collection of each of these people. As I read it, I picked a bit of each of their spirits, and I'm putting it in my own. So, and you know, I like something that Floyd Mayweather said. I'm a big boxing fan. And what I can encourage, one thing that Floyd Mayweather said, he said as he was growing up, he would watch videos. He would come back from school and he would put videos of different boxers. Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, all those boxers, his dad. And what happens is, he says, as I watched those videos, I took a piece of each of these people. One other day, I wanted to be like killer like Tyson, you know, knocking people out. Another day, I wanted to have the speed and the agility of Muhammad Ali. Another day, I wanted to be like George Foreman. You know, all those kind of... So what happens to this young man is, he watched those videos, he was catching the spirit of these people. When you look at how he's fought, he went 50-0, you know, 50 fights, no losses. He's probably the greatest boxer who's lived. But if you look at his style, earlier in his career, he was a knockout artist. But what's happening there? As he's watching, as he's listening to his dad was a boxer. His uncle was the world champion boxer also. He's catching the spirit. He basically relived the life of his father. His father had, he developed a technique that Floyd Mayweather perfected. And the father taught him. So what is all this saying? He's a bit of Mike Tyson. He's a bit of Muhammad Ali. He's a great talker. He's a great salesman, which is what Muhammad Ali was like. He's a great defensive boxer. His dad was a great defensive boxer. You know, he was a knockout artist. I think he was earlier, especially early in his fights, he was in his career, he was knocking people out left, right, and center. So when you put all those things together, you have the greatest boxer who's ever lived, according to me. It's a big debate, but to me, that's the greatest boxer who's ever lived. 50 fights, no losses. He's made over $1 billion in sales. Just from fighting. So I mean, he's achieved what no, financially, he's achieved what no boxer has achieved. As a record, he's fought more world champions than anybody else. And what can we learn from that? Your life is a collection of other people's life. If he hadn't watched Muhammad Ali, if he hadn't watched George Foreman, if he hadn't watched his dad, if he hadn't watched Mike Tyson videos, it's the same thing about what I'm telling you right now. He couldn't have found himself if he hadn't been reading and watching all those other people. You're not going to find yourself just sitting and looking at your own, looking inward. You're going to find yourself by looking outward. You are a collection of the spirits of that has come before you, right? And those that have come after you, you're going to impart something to them. So you're going to leave a legacy. That's why you have to leave something. I'm writing a book. I have to leave something to the next generation because I'm connected. So I'm trying to give you a sense of purpose. So what's the to-do list right now? Start reading. It doesn't matter whether you say I'm not a reader. You are. You have to be a reader. You have to. And right now it's so easy. There's audiobooks. You can listen to an audiobook, right? So you don't have to. If you're not very good at sitting down and reading a 300-page book, a 500-page book, there's audio. You can listen. You're listening to me right now, right? This is a form of inspiration. You can watch videos. There's YouTube. There's a lot of places. But focus on autobiographies. Focus on the lives of men who've achieved great things. Don't you know, spend your time on fiction and all those kind of things. Focus on the lives of men. Something happens. There's an energy that's shared as you read Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. There's an energy that's shared as you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. There's an energy that's shared when you read the life of T. Boone Pickens, who was an oil billionaire. There's an energy that's shared when you read about John D. Rockefeller, I mean, the first billionaire, you know, who's ever lived. I mean, he controlled the oil industry. There's something that happens when you read the lives of Henry Ford, as you read the lives of Nelson Mandela. You know, you catch greatness. The spirit of those men comes into you. The inspiration, you carry the inspiration wherever you go. And when you're selling a product, you're selling a phone, you're developing an app, right? You're selling a course. You're going out in your career. You're going to do business. You're going to buy a company. You are catching, you are playing out. It's almost like a role play of their lives. And that is where the magic is. When you talk to people, they can sense that energy. So I hope I've just brought you some inspiration, some encouragement, and some value. So, and another thing, and just a couple of things I wanted to share with you that can also be of something. I was reading a book called Thriving on Chaos, Tom Peters. Something that you also can also put on your reading list. So it's called Thriving on Chaos, Tom Peters. And another very, very important thing, you need to learn to, the reason why I've put my podcast in this way, if you go to my Facebook, if you go to my, even here on my podcast seems to be, I can talk about the stock market, I can talk about small business, how to, some strategy I can give you right now. I'm giving you some inspiration on purpose. And the reason why I'm throwing information at you like that is because that's the kind of world we're living in, and you need to pick up the pace. You need to thrive on chaos, right? And a lot of you are so comfortable with a predictable life. You know, you wake up in the morning, you know your job, you know your salary is coming at the end of the month. And what's happened is you haven't exercised your innovative muscles, right? Your innovation muscles is what I put it. Your life is too slow. And right now, the life with the world we're living right now, you need to pick up the pace. If you're going to achieve what you're going to achieve, if you're going to walk in your greatness, if you're going to achieve that greatness, you need to pick up the pace. You need to thrive on chaos. So I'm throwing all this information at you, so that you can start to try and learn as fast as you can. As much as right now, I mean, I'm so overwhelmed with the things I have to learn. But that's what you have to do. You have to be learning, and you're not going to get it all the way. You don't have to get it all the way. Get a little bit of information, run. Get a little bit of information, run. That's how you get there. So I'll leave you with a quote. And my friend always knows that this is my quote. It's a quote by Kevin Kelly. It says, "Wealth in the new regime flows directly from innovation and not optimization. That is, wealth is not gained by perfecting the known, but by imperfectly seizing the unknown." I'll say it again. You don't gain wealth by perfecting what you know. You gain wealth by imperfectly seizing what you don't know, right? And it's talking about innovation. So be blessed. We've come to the end of this segment. So I'm saying from my beautiful beach place where I'm running, be blessed, live by faith, live by grace, be inspired, be an inspiration. Okay, this is the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to listen. And please, please, please subscribe Old Money University on Spotify. Let's grow the community. Tell a friend and send me a message, please. I would like to hear from you, where you're listening from. If something has been of encouragement or has helped you in any way, I would really, really appreciate it. Hit me up on Twitter, on Facebook, and I'll see you next time.